The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Now, obviously, my ancestors did egregious things to Native Americans, and to make it worse, we kind of swept it under the rug like it wasn't what it was, a genocide. We only learned the good side of white Europeans that raped, murdered, pillaged, and stole the land from those who had been here for thousands of years before them and never really dived deep into the inhumane travesty that it was. My ancestors forced their way of life onto natives because they thought it was superior, and what we're finding out hundreds of years later is that many Native American practices and beliefs were not only better for the planet, but better for us as individuals. My guest today is DJ Vonis, author of The Warrior Within and member of the Ottawa Tribe of Michigan. DJ applies Native American practices and beliefs to the modern world. And when I tell you I could have picked his brain all day, I mean it. So let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Pull up, get it. Live.
Yeah. What's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 83 now, the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, author of the new book, The Warrior Within, Own Your Power to Serve, Fight, Protect, and Heal. DJ Vonis, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Hey, so I wanted to go over, I guess, start with the title of the book, The Warrior Within. What exactly is The Warrior Within?
Yeah, The Warrior Within is that it's that deep part of us, that internal drive, that reservoir that we don't even know is there until we're challenged, we're pressed, we're pushed. We go through tough times or a rough patch, and then that emerges. And that warrior within speaks to kind of covering that warrior role from a traditional tribal standpoint, not the one that we see in Hollywood films and that stereotypical image that we're all familiar with. The warrior in our tribal communities is somebody who has dedicated their lives to serving others. And so this book is all about how to help people get into that position where they can deliver the goods day in and day out for a lifetime and for a career.
And that's why you say own your power to serve. And I noticed that serve was the first thing you put in that title rather than, you know, behind or in front of fight, protect, and heal, because service to the community, to the collective, for you, what you're saying is that's number one.
That's number one. Yeah. Service is the heart of that warrior role for three reasons. Number one, service is our highest calling. You know, if we are not put here to serve each other, why are we here at all? Number two, services is our deepest need. You know, we all have a need in this life. You have it, I have it, people we work with have it, and it's a need to feel valued at some level. And we can get some of that need fulfilled when we serve other people well, which is great. That's like the ultimate game of connect the dots. And the third reason why service is the heart of that role is because it's the thing that outlives us. It's a legacy we leave behind. And every day of our lives, we go out into the journey, we're creating another puzzle piece in that ultimate image of what we're going to leave behind us when we're gone. So that's why it's so important. But our warriors were all about, you know, using their creator-given talents and abilities, developing that over a lifetime so they could be an asset to the tribe that they served. It wasn't about glory. It wasn't about, you know, self. It was about being a contributor.
And I see the second one is fight. And I have a feeling that you're going to tell me fight might not be what we think you mean by fight. Because I think when we think of fight, we think of me versus you and us going hand to hand. But that's not what you're talking about here, is it?
It's not. It goes beyond that. Right. I mean, fighting was something our warriors traditionally did for our people. That was part of their role, as there was a time and a place where you had to do that. But in the book, the way that I unpack it is, you know, there are times where we have to fight in life to get the things that we need. And being a fighter is different than being a warrior. So for instance, you know, being a fighter is using our time, talent, energy, and ability to accomplish a goal that primarily benefits us. And there's times, I mean, that's a critical part of self-improvement, right? I mean, we can't get back in shape or lose weight or leave a bad relationship or finish school without having that fighter mentality. Because things get tough. But being a warrior is taking that same talent, time, energy, and ability and elevating that so that we are contributing to someone else. we're benefiting someone else. Mm. So that's what that warrior role is all about. It's not, you know, our warriors were very clear. Their role was not to feed and protect their ego. It was to feed and protect their people.
And then the next one is protect. So let's just go down the line here. So we're at protect. So what are we protecting here?
Well, number one, we're protecting us. Mm. That's a critical part of that warrior role is self-care. Our warriors took great care of themselves, mind, body, and spirit, because their responsibility level was so high. They needed to do that to fulfill their role. So protecting ourselves, this you know, fountain of great service that we want to provide is paramount. We can't be a warrior if we're falling apart. So we have to protect ourselves, but we also protect the people that we are serving as well. And the way that we do that is by contributing, you know, being a guide, being a mentor, being able to assist, support, encourage where it was needed, because you know, everybody goes through those rough patches. You know, we've all been through them the last couple of years in particular. Yeah. And, you know, we've all needed to step up the protection level, you know. But like I said, it starts with us. It's not selfish. It's the highest form of care we can provide those we care for, is to make sure we're taking care of ourselves.
And then the last one is heal. And we hear this word a lot now, especially like on social media and stuff, is you got to heal. Everybody's on a journey to heal. I'm always interested to get everybody's perspective on this, because I think it means something different to each individual person. So when you say heal, what is it that you mean by that?
What I mean by heal is creating an environment that is providing constantly strength and sustainability. Healing is something that it should be an ongoing thing. Mm. You know, I'll give you a different perspective here. Medicine, for instance, is something that when I say that word in modern society, the immediate image that comes up is a pill or a vaccine. You know, right. We see that everywhere. But in our tribal communities, medicine has a very different connotation. We call medicine mushkeke in my tribe, which means strength that you gather from the earth or from your surroundings. And everything and anything can qualify as medicine. It can be hanging out with our friends, watching funny movies, listening to favorite music, pursuing a hobby, exercise, get enough sleep. Anything that keeps us strong, mind, body, and spirit can be considered medicine. And when we talk about how important that is, first of all, we have to incorporate it daily, because that's other tribal perspective, is healing is an ongoing thing. Medicine isn't something we seek out when we're already sick and out of balance. It's something we incorporate into our lives daily to keep us strong and resilient. And so that healing is an ongoing process. It's not just something you go off into the corner once you're wounded and damaged, but we should constantly be in that mode of healing, rejuvenation, and rebalancing, because that's ultimately what creates strength in what we do and who we are.
And those things can be, like you said, the medicine, which is what you truly love to do, correct? Be it calling friends and laughing with them, or going outside, yes, and getting sun, or the things that you truly love at your core to do that release stress or negativity from your life.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
And you feel it at your core.
Yes.
You know it's good for you. You know, it doesn't have the side impacts that some of these drug commercials have. You're not going to get sudden joint soreness or spontaneous diarrhea or bad breath. You know, true medicine is the stuff that it's all upside. It's all goodness. And we need more of that in our lives, because we live in a tough world, you know, and being able to do that gives us it increases our level of capability, our level of resiliency. I mean, we need that. It's a gift we give to ourselves. And a lot of times, and it's a two-step process too, because a lot of times we know how to take good care of ourselves. The only problem is we're not doing any of it.
Right.
So knowing a thing and doing a thing are two different things. Right. You know, because I talk to people all the time, they give me their laundry list and I'm like, so that's your medicine. That's great stuff. You know, so what, you know, you're struggling, it sounds like. So are you doing any of this stuff? And they're like, nah. It's like, well, that's a problem. You know, knowing a thing and doing a thing are two different things. We have to be in alignment with that stuff if we really want to be the strongest version of who we are.
I want to ask you, because you are a member, I believe, of the Ottawa Tribe of Michigan, correct?
Correct.
And and you've written this book, and you've worked with, you know, countless people. Are all of the techniques kind of what's been passed down to you from elders generation to generation, and that you're just putting them to use in this day and age in this world?
Yes. I mean, these are timeless principles that have been around for a long time that really have been proven to work in the worst of times. You know, and these are things that I think, and by the way, this warrior role, it transcends race, it transcends gender, right, age, stage of life. These are principles that if you apply them in your life can have an incredible, profound impact. And by the way, these principles are not only relevant today, I would argue they're more needed today than ever before because of the dynamics that we live in, the pace of life, the division that we have, all the chaos that we've been enduring. These principles have been, have risen to the top of my priority list for sure. But they have impact for anybody that chooses to use them.
I feel like growing up, I grew up in a Catholic household, and I'm no longer religious anymore. And I feel like a lot of people my age and younger are kind of moving out of traditional religion and moving on to more almost what you're talking about here. That seems like we as a country did awful things to your ancestors, but now we're coming back around and seeing the way they were living, their ideals were right. And a lot of us looked in the mirror when we were 30, 40 years old and we're like, this shit isn't working anymore for me. You know what I mean? And we have to find something new. And it feels like we just tap back into what your ancestors were preaching from day one.
What's old is new again.
Yes.
We're finding out that the models that we, put everything into, all our eggs in this basket, aren't producing the results that we had hoped they would. And we're now making a migration back to things that were fundamental, that were basic. Traditional wisdom I've always been a fan of because they're seemingly simple ideas that have a profound impact. Mm. And we're getting back to that stuff now. And we're finding out that more isn't better and neither is faster. Sometimes, less is more and slow is creates depth. And we're finding these principles out now. We've learned them the hard way, but let's be honest, that's sometimes how we learn, right?
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty much most of the time how we learn. I wish it wasn't like that, but it is. When things are comfortable and going well, we don't learn a lot. We don't need to. But when things go sideways or get pear-shaped, man, we learn really fast. And we learn a lot about ourselves. We learn a lot about the world and we learn it quickly. So, these principles, I've always loved sharing, our native philosophies. I'm passionate about that because these are great ideas that don't need to just stay within our communities. They can be shared. They can be used by other people and have a great effect. The elders I learned from that I went to ceremony with, I learned that if we have good ideas in our tribal communities, they're not just for us. They're not only, not only is it okay to share, we have an obligation to share. Mm. This is a global village we live on. And as divisive as things have been and contentious, we still are all one family, on this planet. This is the only one we have. And so being able to come back to these principles, I get excited to share these. I'm passionate about this. I've seen how they have impact, not only in my own life, but all the people that I work with. They continue to sustain our tribal communities, and they have through the worst of times. That's why we're still here as we use these things.
I want to tell you a story and then ask you about connecting with nature. My family recently, we took a trip to Desert Hot Springs, California, and in the desert, Desert Hot Springs is kind of close to Palm Springs, but it's a little more rural. There's not much out there. I felt more connected to myself there than I have almost anywhere that I've traveled in the world. And I live here in Nashville, Tennessee, in the downtown area. And because my wife got into spirituality, I've dabbled myself and I bought a Jeep and I can take the top off sometimes. And if I don't have time to actually be outside, I can take the top off and, get some sun, get some out. I can't tell you the benefits that I've received just from being outside and the sense of peace that I had when I was in the desert. Now, obviously, part of that was I was on vacation and you're going to be a little more peaceful on vacation. But I've taken a lot of vacations to a lot of places and I felt more peaceful there. So what is it? And you see this a lot. And what is it about nature necessarily that just makes us feel better? And being outside just makes us feel better.
Yeah, it's traditional medicine 101.
Yeah.
I mean, we have been outdoor creatures since the beginning of time. We came inside to work about a microsecond ago on the time scale.
Right.
And we wonder why we have the impacts that we have with anxiety or isolation or depression. These things that, we're in an environment now where we weren't engineered to be in. Mm. And so stepping outside, getting into fresh air, taking, in a vacation, by the way, it's not a change of location, it's a change of mindset.
That's right. That's true.
We can take a mini vacation, even in our homes, just having some solitude and some quiet. It allows us mental breathing room. It allows the dirt to settle in our mud puddle when we're able to connect to something much bigger than us. And they're finding these studies now. There's a thing called nature deficit disorder, where people, they're actually, giving people prescriptions to spend time outdoors because we lose something when we disconnect from our true home. which is the outdoors. I mean, that Mother Earth. I mean, we're in the back in the arms of our mother when we step outside.
Yeah.
It's good for us. It's medicine. It reconnects us. It grounds us. You know, there's books that are being written about the chemicals that even plants release that are beneficial to human beings for our mental health and wellness. I mean, these things don't, you know, whenever these articles come out or these books, these don't shock our tribal communities. Our elders have been telling us telling us this stuff since the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, but now science is finally catching up to our elders.
Wow.
You know, with a lot of these studies. And like I said, what's old is new again. We're making a migration back to the things that always worked, that were never broken, that we just drifted away from because we saw a new bright, shiny thing that thought might have a better answer.
I also want to talk to you about food because I changed my diet. I don't eat meat anymore. I also look at ingredients on the back of packaging before I buy something. And if you do that and you're not used to doing that, it can be kind of scary because you're going to see a lot of things that you don't know what they are. You've never heard of them. So I try to buy things with limited ingredients and just eat more whole foods, more raw foods. And that's helped me a lot as well. So what do you do for food? What do you advise to do for food?
Yeah, whole foods are the way to go. I mean, the more organic, the better. You know, the closer you get to the source with what you consume, the better benefit you're going to have and the less toxins you're going to have in your body. I mean, it's an important thing. You know, one of the ideas I share in the book is that, you know, you can't be a warrior when you're falling apart. Mm. You know, if you want to really deliver your best, you have to put yourself in a position to do so. You know, you can't go out into the world, into our roles and responsibilities and expect 100% of who you are and what you can do when you're dragging your rear end going in with a half-charged battery or less. I mean, that's like planting carrot seeds and hoping coconuts grow. That's a complete disconnect from reality, right? So that fuel source is important. And one of the things I always tell people too, it sounds Dr. Seussian, but it's the absolute truth. If you think about it, it really sinks in and it'll be an aha moment. But here's the reality. You are the only you that you will ever have or be. Act accordingly. Feed yourself, feed and care accordingly. It matters. You know, and I've found that in my own life too, is the fuel sources I take in have a direct impact with the way I'm able to serve, my energy level, the way I feel about myself and the world I'm in. And it's a choice that I get to make on a daily basis.
So my thing is always, I try to drink my water, get some sun, move my body, eat healthy. What else needs to be on this list?
You're missing a big one, man. Sleep.
Yes, sleep. You're right.
It's the foundation of a healthy life. I mean, this is one that sneaks away from us because we're all so busy. You know, the speed of life is the speed of light. And we are all so busy running in different directions. We don't take care of ourselves in that regard. Mm. We think sleep is something to do when it's convenient. Sleep is a fundamental, it's the foundation of a healthy life. You know, and we all know the right answers. You know, how many hours of sleep are we supposed to get? 7 to 8. You know, I had a guy a couple of years ago, he said 13. I actually stopped my program and I said, sir, are you a cat or a toddler? And I was like, 13 would be nice. But 7 to 8 is what we need to be at our best. But a lot of times we're not getting that. And again, we wonder why we feel run down. We feel, lethargic. We say something in a moment that we regret for a week. We don't mean to, but when we're in a reaction type of mode, that's sometimes what pops out, even if we don't want it to. So that sleep, and again, they're doing these studies on sleep. And they're showing, they did one study, the Max Planck Institute in Germany studied animals and their sleep patterns. You know, the animals that got enough sleep had 6 times the immunity cells in their bloodstream.
Wow.
6 times. I mean, these were walking models of resilience. The animals that were sleep deprived for a long period of time had 24 times the parasites, which is, Now, how does that relate to us? You know, if you go into work or into your life and you don't have enough sleep, are you going to get a tapeworm? Well, I don't know. I don't know who you hang out with. It's not likely to happen, but we deal with parasites all the time. Parasites are the things that latch onto us and slowly suck the life out of us. We deal with parasites all the time. They just don't come in the form of a tapeworm or a hookworm. They come in the form of toxic people, negative events, setbacks, loss, stress, strain, negative news on constantly running on news loop, constantly on the radio. I mean, we have things that hook onto us and drain us if we allow that to happen. So sleep allows us to deal with all that stuff so much better. I mean, and it's a choice that we get to make. It's never going to be convenient. We have to fight for that time.
Agreed. I could talk to you literally all day, but I know that our time is up and you're doing a million of these things today. So thank you so much for doing this. The book is The Warrior Within, DJ Vondas. Thank you, man. You're a wealth of knowledge. I would love to have you back on one day for hours.
Anytime. I really appreciate it. And I wish you the best. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other. Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I'm telling you, I could have talked to DJ all day today. Big shout out to DJ Vondas for doing the podcast. Make sure you check out his book, The Warrior Within, available right now. Don't forget to follow me, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything at DolaWhite101, D-O-L-E-W-I-T-E 101. No matter what platform you're currently listening to this podcast on, make sure you subscribe and follow. If they let you rate and review, do that as well. 5 stars or whatever the hell else they have to give me. Give me all of them as much as you can and write me a nice review. Definitely appreciate that as well. Brand new episode drops first thing Wednesday morning, 1 week from this morning. My guests will be Eleonora Bartoli and Allie Michael. They collectively wrote the book, Our Problem, Our Path, Collective Anti-Racism. You know how much I love anti-racist episodes. Got another one coming up next week, so check that out. And that's it. I'm gone.